As you can see on the screen, I'm no longer a Cisco fellow. I now work for another company called Google.
Oh.
It's the first time in my life that I've ever worked for a company that anyone I talk to knows something about it beforehand. Amazing. And remember, that's not still me speaking. It's not the company. I don't know what the company thinks. I know what I think. So if you disagree with me and want to throw rocks, here's the target. I used to be chair of the Internet Engineering Task Force for 4 years. In the engineering community, that kind of work is often considered as community service, doing something you don't really like, but someone's got to do it. Well, I've been there, done that. And on the way, I gathered quite a few friends and partners in crime, some of which are here, some of which are not. I was really looking forward to hearing Rishab again. But I'll do my best to be entertaining. I've learned that there's one thing you should do and one thing you shouldn't do when giving a presentation. One thing you should do is to make one point that people remember. The thing that you shouldn't do is to be boring. We'll see. But patents is what I'm going to talk about. There's a lot to be said about them. And if you listen to the people who love patents, you will hear a lot. And you will hear a lot about saying these are good things. You plant an idea, you nourish it well so it grows up and bears fruit. And because you have the patent, you have the grant of land, you can harvest in peace and no one else can take your fruit and go away with it. And you say, oh, this is well, this is beautiful, patents are good for the world, we have to have patents. Right? Well, as you might have guessed from previous talks and from the reasons you're here, it's not that simple. Because when you plant a patent, you claim the right to exclusive use or a part of the commons. You claim the right to a unique and distinct way of doing something or making something. And nobody else can do that particular thing without a permission from you, the patent holder. What is not patented is a shared resource. Anyone can use a method that is not patented. Of course, there are other rights, like copyright, saying that you cannot use exactly the same code for exercising that method, but patents are much more exclusive. You gain the exclusive rights to control who is allowed to do things a certain way. The justification for patents is that they increase the value to society of what was once public, because the patent holder has an incentive to publish what he learned so that others can learn how it works and get their own ideas, and because the patent holder has an incentive to go and make his TV fruitful, which would increase the overall value of the world, perhaps. But there are other things we use the commons for. And whenever we have a new way of doing things, like antibiotics, like the steam engine, like the car, like the plane, like the internet, we want to go where no man has ever gone before. And we want to bring things close together that used to be far apart. It used to be the telephones were distinct from cable TV. It used to be that data transfer and pictures had nothing to do with each other. Now, with convergence, all the regulations that used to apply to telephony have to be looked at again to see if your voice is carried around over the internet, does the regulation apply? Does it not? Does it apply only if you can manage to find the guy you apply to? But you know, when you have new ideas and new ways, you always have to cross the common spaces. You always have to make multiple people in many different places do things in unique and novel ways. One patent, two patents, are not a big problem. They do create bumps in the roads. You have to twist and tweak in order to work around them. Or you might even have to pay the tax and say, okay, this FireWire thing is so damn useful. I, as a hardware manufacturer, will pay $1 in tax per FireWire port. By the way, the reason USB 2.0 got developed was because the hardware manufacturers didn't want to pay the tax. So they tried to design an alternative. I mean, taxes make people go other places. If you have a forest in your way, if there are 1,000 patents that might or might not apply, you can deal with them one tree at a time. Sometimes you have to deal with them one tree at a time with a chainsaw. Cut it down. At the start of the First World War, aviation was basically going nowhere because two different companies had a set of patents granted by the U.S. Patent Office. And it was impossible to build an airplane without infringing on the patents, on patents held by both companies. And since those people hated each other's guts, they said, no, we will not grant you a license to use our patent if you give money to the other guy. Deadlock. The U.S. government discovered that they had this little thing called World War I going on and decided this is not a suitable situation. So they said, okay, we will now force you to work together. We put all the patents in a pool and anyone can license from the pool. You get money, we get planes. And World War I was the first war in history where air power played a significant role. At some point, where there are enough trees in your way, you wonder, when do I give up? When do I go play the harmonica on the street corner instead of trying to invent new ways of changing the world? When are the trees just so dense that there's no way to get through them? In that particular case, patents stifle invention and stifle the imagination because the number of patents and the way in which patents are policed make inventors afraid, and people who are afraid tend to go do something else. That is not a good thing for the world. There's a particular interesting way in which a patent is different from a tree. A tree is something that you can see while it's growing up. A patent is something that someone somewhere files in secret It gets processed by the patent office in secret. And one day, where there used to be a perfectly fine road, there's a tree in the middle of it. This is what we used to